Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 6th of November. US President Trump's tariffs did not appear to be winning a great deal of support in the arguments before the US Supreme Court concerning their legality. Chief Justice Roberts referenced the fact that tariffs were a tax on the US people and that this was something that Congress was supposed to do. Justice Gorsuch also seemed to be taking a somewhat hostile tone. Betting markets have already signalled that the disputed tariffs, amounting to around 70 to 75% of the total, would most likely be overruled. Financial markets may now need to consider the potential implications of that. Certainly, tariff-impacted equities rallied in response to the questioning at the hearing yesterday. There are two key economic points. The first is that assuming tariffs are declared to be illegal, there would then be a good chance that tariffs paid up to the point of the ruling would need to be refunded. Those tariffs were paid by US importing companies, and the refund would therefore represent a domestic fiscal stimulus, disproportionately benefiting smaller companies. It would be realistic to assume that the fiscal boost would not be immediately after any Supreme Court ruling. Aside from anything else, getting a refund from the government requires there to be a functioning government, and that's still not a thing the US has. There would also possibly be a need for congressional legislation. However, it is also assumed that tariffs would be reimposed under different authority. That would necessitate a change in tariff rates for certain products from certain countries. Some tariff rates would potentially fall. However, on admittedly limited evidence to date, when tariff rates have fallen this year, consumer prices have not then declined. In other words, while a tariff increase may feed through into inflation, a tariff cut may not reverse past inflation effects. Even if changing tariffs results in the same overall effective tariff rate, the stickiness of past tariff price effects might mean that higher inflation is the overall result. The amounts are still modest. We should not be thinking of substantial impacts on inflation. But this presents an additional complication for the Federal Reserve. The Bank of England decides interest rates today, with almost every economist expecting no change. The Bank of England is always a rather uncertain policy process, as multiple opinions can be on display. Nonetheless, it would be considered more than a little unusual to change rates ahead of a budget that is expected to make changes to fiscal policy. Does the Bank of England have early insight into what those fiscal changes might be? It does not. For one thing, that would not be normal practice, and for another, the government probably has not decided what the fiscal changes will be. So, no change on monetary policy for now, but with the prospect of some further rate cuts perhaps being held out to investors in the comments from Bank of England Governor Bailey. On the data calendar, the European Union is offering September retail sales figures. This will not move markets, but it does serve as a reminder that the EU consumer is, in fact, out there spending money. Retail sales are not necessarily the exciting focus of consumer spending. This data doesn't include spending in restaurants or holidays or concert tickets, which constitutes a significant part of the trend on spending on having fun. But the data has generally tended to beat consensus expectations over the course of the past year. It seems that the market can get seduced by a pessimistic narrative whereby Europeans hoard cash and never spend money. And while savings rates have persisted at quite a high level, the strength of real income growth is allowing real consumption growth to take place in Europe. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG. and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.